I'm a little late.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
77060.
Okay, 77060, and thank you for that information. Okay, one moment, please. Okay, and if you would also please provide your name.
Saida Morgan.
Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please. Okay, I'm still accessing information. Okay, for security purposes, please verify your address.
17133. Houston, Texas. 77060, apartment 17. Oh, sorry, Imperial Valley Drive. My bad.
Okay, let's see. I see Houston, Texas, but if you could please verify the street address again.
I don't know what it street address you have, but I just wanted to know, what did I buy from your company that you're charging me 59, something like that?
Well, we provide customer service to about 400 online companies, so there are many different products and services, which is it's required that we have you to verify the address so that we can make sure
that's
that
what
we're
I
assisting.
Want to know, because I don't know which address I use. Either it's 12231 East 6 Freeway, or either it's 171 Imperial Valley Drive.
Okay, yeah, it does show that first address you just provided there for Houston, Texas, for the East 6. All right, so thank you so much. So it shows your name and it shows that address. And let's see, you are calling in about the Bytes Hub app. And with the Bytes Hub app, let's see, it shows that that was done on yesterday, a transaction where there was a survey that was done, contest was entered, showed there was a product that was offered. I'm not sure what this abbreviated product was. It shows SMEG Mix, but usually there's a product that's offered to win. But Bytes Hub is
yeah. If the product was for free and it says it's free, it's you just paid the shipping and handling. It was $975, $765, $795 something. Then how could they then come back and charge me for that $58.95? That's the problem. If you have an advertisement for having it free to go when you go through a survey, then you have to buy something which is for free. You have to choose one and then you pay for the shipping and handling. And then how come? Turnaround, they charge you for the price. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, the Bytes.
If it was a price, then they should give it in the beginning that there will be a price to pay. Then the person has to decide they want to buy or not, right?
Well, the Bytes Hub information or the Bytes Hub app was provided in the terms and conditions for the contest. Now, how all of the information is provided there on the website, we don't know here. We don't process any requests, but it was in the terms and conditions. The $59.89 is the cost for the monthly subscription for the app. With it, you
no,
can
I didn't even subscribe. I didn't even do it. When it said you have to do a subscription, I didn't do it. They say you have to download an app and do a subscription. I didn't even subscribe. I didn't, because I know if it says subscribe for the month, I didn't do it. I didn't take it.
No, ma'am, you may not have downloaded the app. It was in the terms and conditions for when you accepted the offer.
It didn't say there. It was a subscription thingy. And the product, I still have it as it is sealed. I didn't do anything. And if it is, I can send it back. But that's not what I sign in for. No, I didn't sign in for anything. It say in the thingy, it says it's for you. for free, you just pay the shipping and the handling. When it came, when I opened it, it says in there that you have to subscribe for it. But no, I didn't subscribe for it because I don't want anything for like that money. That kind of money, no. It say you try, it's a free trial for 3 days or 7 days, and then you have to pay so and so. So I didn't do it. And then they discharged me for that.
Yes, ma'am. That's because you, when you agreed to enter the contest, is what I'm trying to explain. That was the terms and conditions were provided there. The Byte Submill app, is you're not obligated to have a monthly subscription for it. It is $59.89. Helps you to count calories. I'd be happy to offer a $20 discount off the subscription, of course, if you would like to continue.
No, I don't want it. And if I cancel it, then I have to pay another $20?
No, ma'am. The $20 was the discount that would be off the $59.89 per month. It would just decrease the cost of the monthly subscription for the app.
It still is too much. I don't want it. Just take it off.
Okay, that's been canceled. I have the cancellation number.
And, okay, do I get my money back or no?
Well, it does show the transaction was done just a couple of days. There is a $5 non-refundable fee for account setup, which means I can refund $54. Let me scroll down to what it...
Okay, anything is good. And just cancel everything. I don't want no more money taken out. And
okay.
Refund my... Whatever comes back, just refund it back, please, because I don't want it. And if you want, I can mail this stuff back.
Please, no, ma'am. I don't think anything's been mailed out with this. You have to actually probably activate a few features, but please allow $54.89, 3 to 5 business days to show reflected back. I have the refund confirmation.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That refund confirmation is the letter R.
Hold on, ma'am. Let me go to the notes rack and, have it. I'm sorry,
okay.
I don't have a book or pen with me. I mean, yeah, this is not working. Okay, darling, go ahead.
That is R920.
R is a red?
Yes.
920?
Yes, 822.
822, okay.
903.
903, okay. 920-822-903, right?
That is correct, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You are welcome. Is there anything else?
It's not going to be no more extra charges, right?
Right. The subscription is canceled.
Oh, thank you.
That cancels all
the extra
charges.
Actually, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't subscribe anything because when I went to the thingy where I says, and then it's not, no, I don't want anything because it's too much to pay for a month.
All
thank
right,
you,
ma'am.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you, ma'am.